Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. It's lesson 9, and in this lesson, we're taking a look back at everything that we've learned so far in the course. You'll get the chance to practice how to say, how are you, my name is, saying where you're from, and also talking about your job and your likes and dislikes. I hope you find today's lesson useful. Over the past few weeks, we've been looking at a variety of topics, and it's now time to revise and review some of that language. To begin with, let's think back to our first lesson when we learned how to say, how are you, and to answer that question. Anna, first of all, can you remember how to say, how are you?
Ça va?
Exactly. Now, Anna's going to leave a little time before she answers each question. It's not that she doesn't know the answers, I hope, but she's going to leave a little time for you to answer the questions before she does, so that you can practice your French. So, Anna, if the question, ça va, means how are you, how would you say, yeah, I'm fine?
Ça va.
Exactly. You can answer the question, ça va, with the same phrase, ça va. It means, yeah, things are fine, I'm okay, or whatever. But there are other answers that we learned for ça va. Can you give me some of them, Anna, please?
Ça va bien.
Ça va bien. So what would that mean?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay, ça va bien, merci. And what about things aren't too good?
Ça ne va pas.
Ça ne va pas. Très bien. Okay, what about things are really good? I'm very well.
Ça va très bien.
Ça va très bien. And it's that difficult R sound in there. Très, très. Ça va très bien.
Ça va très bien.
Okay, so we also learned some greetings in episode 2. So we learned how to say good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, très bien. And how would you say good evening?
Bonne soirée.
Ah, now, bonne soirée would mean have a good evening, enjoy your evening. How do you just say good evening in its normal form?
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. That's right. Now, if bonne soirée means enjoy your evening, have a good evening, how would you say have a good day?
Bonne journée.
Bonne journée. Très bien. And remember that soirée and journée are feminine. So you have to say bonne journée, bonne soirée, as opposed to bonjour, bonsoir, because jour and soir are masculine. Let's try those four words or four phrases again. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Bonne journée.
Bonne journée.
Bonne soirée.
Bonne soirée.
Très bien. Okay, now, we also learned how to say goodbye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. And what about see you later?
À bientôt.
À bientôt. À bientôt would mean see you soon. You could say à plus tard or à plus, meaning see you later. À plus.
À plus.
À plus tard.
À plus tard.
Très bien. Okay, let's move on. We learned how to say your name, or my name is. Can you remember how that is literally translated into French?
I think it's I call myself.
Exactly, I call myself. And how would you say that?
Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle. Très bien. And can you remember how to ask someone, what is your name?
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Okay, comment t'appelles-tu? That's how you would ask someone who's probably around the same age as you or somebody younger. How would you ask someone who is older, what is your name?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous? Appelez, appelez.
Appelez.
Appelez-vous. Comment vous appelez-vous?
Comment vous appelez-vous?
Très bien. And obviously we've answered it with je m'appelle. Sticking with the formal form, how would we ask someone, where are you from or where do you come from?
Would it be, d'où venez-vous?
D'où venez-vous? And how would you say that same question in the informal form?
D'où viens-tu?
D'où viens-tu? Okay, just watch your vowel sounds there. D'où viens-tu?
Okay. D'où viens-tu?
D'où viens-tu? Très bien. Okay, now, it's all very well asking the question. How do we answer that question? I come from Paris.
Je viens de Paris.
Je viens de Paris. Très bien. How would you say I live in Paris?
J'habite à Paris.
Très bien. J'habite à Paris. How would you say then, I come from Paris, but I live in Lyon?
Je viens de Paris, mais j'habite à Lyon.
Très bien. So it's je viens de and j'habite à. J'habite à Lyon. Je viens de Paris. Okay, now we also learned the words for the various members of our family. Can you remember how to say, for example, my mother?
Ma mère.
Ma mère. And what about my father?
Mon père.
Okay, can you explain a little about my, the word for my there, because you've got two different ones.
Right. Well, they're different because mother is feminine, so you need to use the feminine form of my, and father is masculine, so you need to use the masculine form of my, which is mon.
Okay, so the masculine form is
mon,
and the feminine form
ma.
Mon, ma. And tell me something, what about if you were talking about my children?
Mes enfants.
So there's a further form, the plural form is
mes.
Mes. Okay, now how would you spell mes?
M-E-S.
Now, when you said the word for my in the plural form, mes, you didn't pronounce the S. But then when you said mes enfants, you pronounced the S. Can you explain why you did that, Anna?
I think I can, Mark. It's because when the word that you're talking about begins with a vowel, you have to pronounce the consonant at the end of my. Is that right?
That's pretty much it, yeah. Mes enfants. It's called liaison. So the S of mes follows on and you pronounce it because it's followed by an E. So mes enfants. But for example, mes copains. My friends. Mes copains. Okay, what about my son? How would you say this is my son or here is my son?
Voici mon fils.
Voici mon fils. And what about here is my daughter?
Voici ma fille.
Voici ma fille. Très bien. Okay, once we learned about family, we moved on and talked about numbers. So we learned the numbers from 1 to 10. And I'm assuming that you remember the numbers, Anna. And I'm assuming that everyone else remembers the numbers. But what we really tried to concentrate on when we were doing numbers is the pronunciation. So I'm going to give you a quick test here, okay? I am going to ask you very quickly to come up with the numbers that I say here. Now, Anna, you're going to get a little extra time here because you've got to give the listeners a chance to repeat before you repeat. So let's begin. Four.
Quatre.
Okay, 7, 3.
7, 3.
Okay, 1, 9, 2.